at the top of the linebacker board for Ohio State, and the Buckeyes hit it on Thursday. Welcome to Snap Judgments. He is Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward, and Christian Aliegro, the former Wisconsin linebacker, is now heading to Ohio State. Berm, it seems like a very good pickup, and certainly the one that Ohio State wanted because James Laurinaitis had Aliegro at the top, and then no one else, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was a week ago when conversation about Pitt transfer Rasheem Biles really started to hit the internet, and at the time I was told pretty explicitly that Ohio State was really interested in just one linebacker that had announced intentions to enter the portal, and that was Aliegro from Wisconsin, a guy originally from Connecticut, who's a big kid, 6'4", 245, 250 pounds. So he's a lot different than Biles when it comes to the profile type. I mean, Biles, the first thing that I heard about that was too small to be so expensive. So I don't know how that's going to play out for Rasheem, who I covered as a recruit in high school. He was a teammate of Sonny Styles at Pickerington Central. So you'd figure that if the need for Biles was, or the push for Biles was so great, it likely would have come from inside of the house. And I don't think that really occurred for Ohio State, but Aliegro did. And he's a guy that Ohio State originally had hoped, Austin, to get on campus last Saturday, on the second day of the portal window opening, trying to get him on campus before he made a visit anywhere else. But there was some pushback and holdback from Wisconsin about letting him go, making sure that contracts and all that stuff, and obviously the Badgers are in a court battle about that from a year ago, so they know what they're doing there. But he was in the portal by Monday, visited Texas on Monday, visited Ohio State on Tuesday and into Wednesday, and late Wednesday night, the deal was done. Thursday morning announcement, bang, bing, bam, boom. You get a guy who you don't have to count on to start, which I think is the most important thing here, because I think you learned a lesson in last year's transfer portal window that even the guys that you target and that you value may not be able to come in and start. But you do feel confident with Peyton Pierce and Riley Pettijohn and TJ Alford as three game-ready guys. And now you slot in Aliegro to be a depth piece and a guy that can move around because he's also played some defensive ends, some stand-up edge rusher, done a lot of different things for the Badgers, which obviously Luke's defense in Madison is still pretty damn good.
Yeah, well, I think what's important with Christian Aliegro is that he could start. And, you know, James Laurinaitis, when he's making this sales pitch and bringing him in for a visit, it's, you know, looking at the way that he could be used, and we might see different configurations of linebackers. Everyone knows what TJ Alford and Riley Pettijohn, the upside, those recruitments a year ago were so critical, and we've seen Peyton Pierce deliver in a college football playoff game with a forced fumble. Like, there, you would, I think, vastly prefer to build around four linebackers that you think have starting potential and starting caliber ability in the Big Ten. And the thing that sets Aliegro apart in this conversation, it's not a guarantee that he will play a ton, but he has been a day-in, day-out linebacker for a Big Ten program. And for all the weaknesses that Wisconsin may have had over the last couple of years, defense was not one of them. And when you turned on the film, and when we were getting ready to go up to Camp Randall in October last year, Aliegro's productivity, his versatility, the different ways that Luke Fickell and that defense used him, flashed. He was one of the few players that I remember thinking about in the matchup. Who could you take off of Wisconsin's roster who could play for Ohio State? Not that they would have played ahead, not that he would have played over Arvell Reese or Sonny Styles. He wouldn't have. And maybe not that he'll play ahead of Peyton Pierce or Riley Pettijohn or TJ Alford. We'll see. He's the only one that I really felt like was strongly in that conversation. And then on top of that, film, Berm, while we're there, he breaks his arm in the first quarter. They strap on a cast. He gets a bigger cast at halftime. He played 65 snaps, I believe, in that game. So you have already the film evaluation. Maybe this guy could be in the transfer portal. And then you have the in-person experience, seeing the toughness. Wisconsin had no business winning and pulling off an upset, and they couldn't because their offense was so inept. But what Aliegro did in that game, I think it clearly resonated with Ohio State. Let's keep an eye on this in case it can be revisited. And if there's a way to make it work, let's try. And they did that.
Yeah. And the reality is for Ohio State, a defense that's going to lose a lot of key parts, what you need are guys who are junkyard dog types. You need guys that are just going to be willing to fight through anything to play football. And, you know, as good as Peyton Pierce was for Ohio State this year, he's that type of guy. I think, you know, it'll take some development for Riley Pettijohn and TJ Alford to get that sort of want to, It started a little bit, especially for TJ at the end of this year, and I think we'll see them continue to elevate. But the point is ultimately that as a football program, you have to have guys that will push the young guys. If you're going to put the future of your program in the hands of unproven second-year guys that are being paid a lot of money, what you need is to have guys like Christian Aliegro who are behind them, pushing them to say, hey, you are not able to rest on your laurels here. You do not have a guaranteed starting job at Ohio State. Christian Aliegro didn't want one, and his addition means that guys like Riley Pettijohn and TJ Alford need to not feel like they have one, because I think that that's what you're going to get here. Competition breeds competition, iron sharpens iron, all those other cliches. But the fact is you're getting a player who's experienced, which is important for this linebacker group because of Pettijohn's and Alford's inexperience. You're getting a player who's super tough. You're getting a player who's super physical. And you're getting a player who's versatile. Now, none of those things guarantee that he's an all Big Ten type player for Ohio State. None of those things guarantee that he's a starter. But when you're building a recipe, you want the flavors that make sense. And this is a flavor that makes sense because he can do a lot of things. He's very, very versatile. And again, the size, the physicality, and the opportunity to come in and teach TJ Alford and Riley Pettijohn what it means to be a down-in, down-out Big Ten linebacker, like that's extremely valuable.
You just have flavor on the brain, don't you, Berm?
I do, because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little hungry today, but because we're contenting all morning, I didn't get a chance to dive into the Awaken 180 food replacements that I have. I mean, real replacements, they've been killing it for me. I'm down 25 pounds in 4 weeks on Awaken 180 since I started in early December. I feel great. I think I look great. My wife seems to think I look great. She tells me all the time, I don't even recognize you. And I'm like, well, maybe that's because you weren't looking at me truly before.
Oh.
But no, that's a totally different conversation. But honestly,
that sounds like Freaky Friday to me.
Yeah, it's been great. I feel good. My joints feel good. Everything has been easier than I thought. There's excellent coaching. There's excellent plans. There's excellent conversation with the people at Awaken 180 to make sure that the plan is working. So if you're like me and you needed to lose a couple LBs, get started, because you can still probably lose 20 pounds by the end of January if you just hop over to awaken180weightloss.com. And losing LBs is part of the problem. That's why Ohio State needed to bring in a guy like Christian Aliegro, right? I mean, we certainly got what we expected out of Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese this past year for the Buckeyes. They'll be the top two linebackers probably selected in the NFL draft. But now for James Laurinaitis, if he wants to continue to elevate that room and to assume the mantle that has been left by Brian Hartline's departure, this is the way to do it. You can't go out and miss on your top targets. And ultimately, James has proven over and over that if he wants a guy, he's going to get him. And so the Buckeyes had to go head-to-head with Texas here for Aliegro, who Texas is also losing their top two linebackers. And they lost Bo Barnes, who was their five-star freshman linebacker, a la Riley Pettijohn, out of the transfer portal. So there's a much almost clearer path to playing time for Aliegro at Texas. But seem to prefer the culture and the vibe at Ohio State, and of course, Laurinaitis.
Yeah, and I think that you were talking about coaching LBs as well. I mean, James Laurinaitis has, I don't think anybody really doubted that he could do that. If you think back to the 4 or 5 year ago conversations, like, oh, well, does he want to be in the Woody every day, or college football program in general every day? Does he want to deal with the recruiting side of it? It's not the most fun. It's not the most glamorous part of the job, but you know, I don't think it's any surprise to anyone who's met James Laurinaitis either that he would be an excellent relationship builder. You know, and I think back to the job that he's done, some of it is straightforward and easy to evaluate with the way that Cody Simon played two seasons ago and the elevation of Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles in the linebacker room last year, and say, well, that's it. That's a guy passing down his knowledge of playing the game. Some of his best work then has been what he has done elsewhere. When Peyton Pierce, when people were trying to tamper and get him into the transfer portal a year ago, honest conversations about what his role was going to be, what James Laurinaitis envisioned for his future and what he was going to do to help get him there. And that did not involve being a 60-snap-a-game guy at linebacker for Ohio State last season, but it was still a meaningful role that should propel him into the next year. You counter that combine that with the recruitments on TJ Alford and Riley Pettijohn, amongst others, in the 2026 class. And now this, when you have, as you mentioned, a head-to-head showdown with Texas, and I would assume, and I can't prove it, but probably a more lucrative NIL offer from the Longhorns than what Ohio State was going to offer, given their relative lack of need. This is almost a luxury pickup, but not quite. As we talked about, he could become a starter. And Ohio State, I think, would like to play all four of these linebackers on the roster, maybe relatively evenly next season and in a variety of different ways. But, you know, he's almost like James Laurinaitis is sort of playing catch up in that way. He has to make an honest sales pitch and give it genuinely. And Christian Aliagro has to buy into that development plan and use in the silver bullet system next year while weighing perhaps a richer offer elsewhere. And I think that is what has set James Laurinaitis apart when you're talking about the last, let's say, five recruitments or portal opportunities that he's faced.
Yeah, it's him, but it's also Matt Patricia. And it's Matt Patricia's history, a guy who wants bigger linebackers as well. You look at what they did with Arvell Reese in 1 year, physical comparisons are apt here in that 6'4", 245 range. Obviously, there's not the same athleticism with Aliagro that Arvell has because Arvell's not a human being from the planet Earth. But you can see where like the fit is. And that's ultimately what the kid like Aliagro is looking for. Because you know you're going to get playing time. You know Ohio State's schedule is going to put you up against the best of the best next year. It is a loaded schedule, maybe the toughest in the country. And so this is the type of depth add or starter add that you just, you know, it is a luxury, but it's also almost a requirement because you have three guys that you trust to play next year in Peyton Pierce, TJ Alford, and Riley Pettijohn. But beyond that, you're still waiting to develop Eli Lee. You're still waiting to see if the light comes on for Garrett Stover, or if he can be that other guy. And while you're bringing in younger guys like Sincere Johnson, who I think will end up pushing himself into that discussion with the top four guys by the end of spring football, you realized what you learned a year ago with Riley and TJ is that no matter how good a high school linebacker is, there is a significant upgrade in what is needed physically when you get to a place like Ohio State. So this is a pretty darn excellent stopgap for Ohio State and Christian Aliagro, because if your stopgaps can become starters, then you are doing it the right way in the transfer portal. And again, I know a lot of people will scoff at the Buckeyes approach, but the word that keeps coming to mind is the Buckeyes are not being slow. They're being patient and they're finding the guys that they want. And there's still 7-8 days left in the portal window for a lot of things to happen and a lot of key parts and a lot of key players who actually aren't even in the transfer portal yet, who have announced they're going to be, are still out there. And the Buckeyes have a plan. Christian Aliagro was a part of it from the start, though.
And now he is officially part of it moving forward. Great to break that down with Jeremy Birmingham, as always, on Snap Judgments. You can see all of these shows, including The Beat, Talking Stuff, and so much more at 97.1 The Fan, 10TV, 10TV Plus. And if you would like the audio only, you can get that at Apple, Spotify, Roku, or anywhere you get podcasts. So that's a quick one. It's a snappy one. It's Snap J's right here, breaking down Christian Aliagro's decision to join Ohio State, play for James Laurinaitis, Matt Patricia, and the Buckeyes. We'll have so much more coming your way during this busy transfer portal stretch, and we'll break it down, as always, at 97.1 The Fan. He's Byron. I'm Austin. We'll talk to you later.